So the last couple of weeks, we've been covering breakouts, anxiety, fear, depression. Debbie did an awesome job. Temptation, led by Nadine. Heartache, greed, and this week we're going to do anger. And as we start our anger series, we're going to look at some videos just to make a physical representation of the emotion. Right. Okay, and if that video doesn't do it for you, we've got the more recent movie called Big Hero 6 that you can look at it now. So just speak to your neighbor and ask your neighbor what got you angry last and what was that anger about. So we're going to play a little bit of a game. It's called Stand for Anger. So I'm going to read out a quote. And then you're going to stand if you agree with the quote, okay? So if that makes you angry, stand. Right, ready? Are we ready? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, you plug in your new device and it's discovered that it doesn't work. I think, Pastor Mark, this is only you. Yeah, okay. You're talking to someone and they don't answer you. Stand if this makes you angry. I hope you're paying attention. Even WhatsApp, what we would call Mix It, Facebook, I don't know. Okay, you can sit down and we'll do again. Your friend cancels on your movie plans at the last minute. Tabile, yeah, you've got some real issues. Ah, Christelle, ooh. You blame for something that someone else did. TK, that doesn't anger you. You're okay there. Oh, sorry. Anna. Your dad is hooting in the car while you're getting ready. Yeah, okay, you're so chilled. You're trying to study, but someone is tapping their foot. Yeah, Christelle, you've got issues, eh? Okay. You lend someone something and they don't give it back. Micah, that upsets you. I know it does. Okay, you step on a piece of bubble gum. Clearly you don't walk enough, yeah? Okay, you spill coke on your shirt when you're about to rush to leave the house. Yeah. Are you angry that your shirt is messed or that the... Oh, I'm angry that the coke got spilled and I didn't get to drink it, but... so many choices. Okay, so we're going to talk about what anger is. Doesn't that look like Micah? I can just see him there. Anyway. So anger is an emotional state that varies in intensity from mild irritation to intense fury and rage. Anger can be caused both externally and by internal events. Externally, the coke spilt on your top. Internally, nobody responded to your WhatsApp message in the Connect Leaders group. I won't say who that is, but anyway. Okay, anger is a natural response to threats. It inspires powerful, often aggressive feelings and behaviors which allow us to fight and to defend ourselves when we are attacked. And usually sometimes when you're angry, you flight or fight mode, you respond in fight. Kill, kill, kill. Anyway, all right. So anger can be caused by these other emotions. I'm not sure if you can see them, so I'll read them out to you. Anxiety, shame, sadness, fear, frustration, guilt, disappointment, worry, embarrassment, jealousy, or hurt. Okay? And we're just going to look at a scripture, Ephesians 4, verse 26 to 27. In your heart, my eyesight, I must get for glasses. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not... give the devil a foothold, okay? Go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. Be angry at sin, at immorality, at injustice, at ungodly behavior, yet do not sin. Do not let your anger cause you shame, nor allow it to last until the sun goes down. And do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge or nurturing anger or harboring resentment or cultivating bitterness. And what we took out from the scripture is that don't allow yourself to sin when you're angry. Don't let Satan allow that anger to take over and let him take control. Don't do anything you're going to regret, like, you know, hit the person in the face because you were angry. Don't bottle up anger because it will explode. And don't let anger ferment. And like in first service I was saying, you know, like pineapple juice, you put it in the sun and then it starts smelling and it starts turning into like an alcoholic beverage. You know, that's what fermenting is. You know, you smell it, you're like, ooh, I'm getting high. So don't let your anger do that, okay? So anger can be good or bad. And that gorgeous man over there in the corner is my husband. And he's taken, yes, he is. And he's going to come speak about how an example of when anger is good. Zoe, shh. Nadine's like, I'll babysit.
Hi, guys, I'm TK, and this is my gorgeous wife here. And good anger, I'm a runner. Long distance run, 21 kilometer, 42, and also do cycling. So with running, I do believe that anybody who can walk, that person can run. So that's my main principle, and that principle has gotten me to finish the line, and once in a while has gotten me into trouble. We decided 2 years back, we decided to celebrate our Valentine's Day by doing a marathon, evening marathon, 10 kilometers. So it was sponsored by KFC, Valentine's Day Marathon. And when we were there, I forgot that I'm actually a husband. Yeah. So I ended up being a coach, and she didn't take kind to that. Because I wanted her to, you know, run at a certain pace that I recommend, and she wasn't agreeing. So we ended up fighting, and she got angry. But through that anger, she ended up running the whole kilometers nonstop without getting tired. So in a sense, that anger got changed to something positive than negative.
Thank you. Let's give him a round of applause. Now we'll just look at a clip on anger. So in that example, disgust was TK and anger was me. Okay. I just want to know, where did the welding helmet come from? Like, it wasn't there and then it was there. Like, really? Okay. And when we were, Pastor Mark and I were preparing for the sermon like 2 weeks ago, I listened to the radio and I came across this clip of a bad example of anger. Cesar Flores was refereeing an amateur soccer match in Córdoba province in Argentina when he sent a player off, so he gave the player a red card. In anger, the player left the field to get something from his bag. A short time later, the player returned to the field with a gun and shot the ref to death. Now, this was recently. It's not like one of those fairy tales. This was about 2 to 3 weeks ago. So that's an example of anger being bad. Okay, and we'll just play another clip. Susha. Okay, so the foot is down, gentlemen, the foot is down. So now we're going to do a small group activity with one Bible scripture on anger in a good way and anger in a bad way, just like we saw through the clips and the test and the sharing. So in your groups, if you don't mind, if you could write down what you take out of the anger from in a good way and anger in a bad way, and then one person is going to come back and share. Okay. Mario, if you don't mind joining the middle group for me, please. Thank you. Okay. You have about 10 minutes. Tabile and Nadine's group. So if you want, you can just mention one thing in the good and the bad, and then the next group can come up. Or you can mention all your points. It's up to you.
In the bad anger, we hold his anger. His anger led him to sin. And in the good anger, he was angry for the right reason, while Cain was angry for the wrong reasons.
Okay, so they've spoken to us. about Cain's anger causing him to sin, yeah? And Jesus was right in his anger. Cool. Mario's group?
My girl.
Okay, so good anger, Mark 11, verse 15, 17. So we said there, it comes from a place of justice or justification. And in the end, he did actually teach them through his anger that this place is not, you know, a flea market, you know, so we shouldn't be really reselling these things. All right. However, on the flip side, if you look at Genesis chapter 4, verse 2 to 8, Abel, you know, had his sheep and Cain was working the soil. And, you know, Cain wasn't very good at his job, apparently. And when the offering time came in, you know, Abel had his sheep and stuff, and Cain had his stuff, and God liked Abel's stuff better. Because everyone loves meat, all right? Like, that's probably why. Like, let's just be real. It's not, like, it's a, yeah, exactly. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Preach. Anyway, what we were saying about this was, you know, jealousy, you know?
Hallelujah.
You know, bad anger, you know, if it comes from a place of jealousy and malice, then it is bad, and it leads to sin. So yeah. Meat, guys.
Malice. I thought he said maggots, but thanks, Pastor Mark, for clearing that up for me. Obvious.
Why we thought it was good anger is because it was for a righteous reason. He did it for God, and the house of the Lord was made into a marketplace instead of a place of worship.
And for bad anger, we said he did it out of jealousy and he had no self-control. And bad anger makes us sin and get us into trouble. And bad anger makes us do things we wouldn't normally do.
Well done, guys. I think you have all done a real good job at capturing the essence of both those scriptures. So just give yourselves a round of applause. Well done. Okay, so let's ask ourselves the question. Do you have anger issues? Do you verbally abuse others? Violent outbursts, quick reactions, false accusations, breaking stuff, regretting actions, feeling depressed, feeling anxious, low self-esteem, unable to trust. And talking about anger, in the week I had Miss Christelle Kenneth, who did an anger test for me, and she's going to come up and speak to us about her anger test. Let's give Christelle a round of applause. Hi, Christelle. How are you?
I'm angry. I'm just kidding.
Good role play. Okay, so you did the quiz in the week, and what was your results?
I don't know. They were bad. Yeah.
So are you like flaming hot, like extra hot Nando's or mild Nando's? Like how angry are you?
In between.
In between. So like a mild anger.
In between mild and extra hot.
So you are?
In between.
You're hot. Yes,
yeah,
between
yeah,
extra.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what? How did you feel when you found out you're on fire?
I don't know. I know I have anger issues, so. It was,
Okay. And what did the feedback tell you on how what type of anger do you have? What do you do? You did not read that? No. You didn't read how it told you to be better about your anger? No, she's a real case of anger. Okay. Thank you. Let's give Christelle a round. And you know the truth of the matter is this, that before you can escape anger, a lot of people, if they're confronted about any one of these issues we've covered, need to admit to your problem. Like, so Christelle got to the first step. She saw she's hot. She's not very hot, but she's not mild, but she's hot. And then she's like, oh, okay, where's the escape? There's the exit sign. Let me get out of here. I don't want to hear anymore, you know? But that's like a lot of us. We don't admit that we have an issue. We don't go take the next step. So thank you, Christelle, for being our example today. Okay. And we all need to admit and be self-aware that we have an issue. And once we've done that, you can take the following steps to help you overcome your anger. So the first one we're saying is learn to relax. So if Nadine comes to me and Nadine's like, Nadine, I'm going to punch you in the face. And then I'm like, no, I'm not going to punch you in the face. Then according to these points here, I should be counting down from 10 to 1. However, I don't count down from 10 to 1 because I can do it backwards and forwards and middle ways. So I do the multiple times table of 8. 8, 16, 32, 40, 48, 54. No, that's not right. That's not right because that's 6. So that's what I use to like diffuse the situation, because once I get to 48, I'm literally counting the numbers. I'm saying 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, you know, to get to the next multiple. I have a calculator. I don't need my multiples anymore, you see. But by the time I'm done getting to 80, which is usually my goal, the situation, you know, Nadine is still as pretty as she is. She's got no blue eyes. She's got no cheeks, you know, scars on her cheeks. Because I found a way to diffuse the situation. Another way to relax is to take deep breaths. So let's do it together. Breathe in through your nose. It, and out through your mouth slowly. And in through your nose. Thinking calm thoughts, calm thoughts. Go to your happy place. My happy place is at Wakaberry. And out. Okay. Did that help, Christelle? Did that help, lady in the red top? Shaila? Got your name. Got it. Okay. Yeah, a lot of red tops. Okay, another way is to change your thoughts. Proverbs 23, verse 7, I says, so a man thinks in his mind, so is he. So what you think makes you. If you're going to think angry thoughts, you're going to be the angry man. You're going to be like that anger in the movie. What's Inside Out? You just lift you and torch the gate or torch the window. Because you get so angry, we know we can make you angry. Okay? So we need to keep your thoughts and your words clear or positive. Stay away from profanities or negative words. Profanity meaning swearing. If you can't physically, just say bleep, 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 but say bleep. Not anything else but bleep. Okay? So if you block it out loud, it should be blocking in your mind. You just get blank spaces coming up, you know? And don't use the words never or always. Like, shouldn't be saying to Tika when we have a fight, like, you never buy me chocolate. Never. And you're always, watching soccer. Always watching Pirates. So I never get to use the TV. Ever. So, you know, I should be staying away from statements like that. I should be saying, oh, this is going to be hard. Babe, I would really like it if you would share the TV with me sometimes. And babe, I would really like a box of chocolates. Sometimes, you know, just come home and surprise me. Instead of saying, you never always, no, because it's making a statement and it justifies your anger, even if the person didn't do it. And maybe yesterday you just bought me chocolates, but now I'm angry. I totally forgot about those chocolates. Maybe they were even lint. Now he comes with a milk tray. And now we're going down because he's like, this is costing me money. You know what I mean? I mean, just now I'm going to be eating a chump. So think about those statements. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so get some exercise. Ha, hoo, ha, kung fu fighting. You know, get some Taibo in. Move, do some moves. Punch, punch, punch. Okay. If that doesn't work for you, I like something that I can punch, you know. Then I can just put Sabile's face there. And then, you know, give it a few good shots. So that even though I'm not physically eating, I'm physically eating, you know. Or else if that doesn't work for you, try Pilates. You know, center yourself, calm, stretch it out. You know, just get it out, you know. Exercise releases the hormone called endorphin, which gives you a good fuzzy feeling. So does chocolate. But we'll stay with the exercise, okay. Or eat the chocolate and then do the exercise, okay. Try to laugh. Like, in school, I went to a very degraded school. Like, they were the worst type of people. They were mean girls, mean boys, mean teachers, mean everything. So if you fell in the school, the best thing was to laugh with them. Because if you cried or ran to the toilet, we'd laugh more. Then you'd be the person that fell and never, you know, and cried. You'll be the crybaby. So in the same way, if you're angry, try to find the humor in it. Oh, feel ha 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 ha. And, you know, get... They say if you fake laugh, you end up really laughing. So let's try it. Let's try fake laugh. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. And I find it funny. Okay. And... Tabila, the laughing session's over. Okay. And sometimes we need to get into God's word. Like when I'm angry, I don't want to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say. You know, there's this movie, series called Last Man Standing. I don't know if any of you watched it. And the father comes in cross and he's like, I want the God of judgment, the God of brimstone and fire. You know, and the daughter says, but my God is a God of love and forgiveness. You know, we want the judge, we want our God to be just in our rightness, and sometimes we're not always right. So it's important to guard your heart above all things because it determines your course of your life. So that's Proverbs 4 verse 23. No, yeah, 4 verse 23. And it's important that you have God's word in your heart. So in those moments of anger, it just comes back, you know. Daily devotion is the only way that happens. If you can't do that, listen to a worship song. Try, you know, worship it out. If a slow song doesn't work, turn to Kirk Franklin. Stomp it out. Stomp it out. You know, put some Israel. Get it, you know, hype it up. Because the Holy Spirit is in that music too. Okay? And sometimes we are justified in our anger. We've got some real issues. Somebody's deeply hurt you. You're maybe, like my uncle passed away. He was hit and then left for dead on the tracks. And a train went over him. I have every right to be angry at those people. But at the same time, I shouldn't sin. And if this anger is like bubbling and boiling inside me and fermenting, then I need to speak to someone. And there's Tabile, Nadine, Mario, there's Debbie, Pastor Debbie, Pastor Mark, we can speak to. If you don't feel that the youth is cool enough, you can speak to your teacher. You know, you can speak to a friend, but you need to have an objective friend. You know, in Proverbs, it talks about stay away from friends that will take you towards evil. Because there are some people that will say, let's slit the tires. You broke your heart. Slit the tires. Hit the window. You know? And that's not a good answer. You need somebody to be objective and say to you, but Jen, you were wrong. You know, you shouldn't have got upset with Tabila. She didn't know you want coffee. You know? You need to have that person in your life, okay? And just to end off today, we're going to do a little bit of an activity. We're just going to play a song. We'll play it twice over. Just for you to ask God to release those deep emotions in you. And maybe through this exercise and today's learnings and the sharing, you realized, actually somewhere deep, 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 deep down inside me, there is some anger that I haven't. And it could come from a place of insecurity, you know, identity issues, and you just need to release that to God. So this song is a song by a friend of mine. She's just recently written it. It's just a very uncut version, Megan Besson. And we'll just be listening to that twice over, and then we'll end the service together. Okay. And if you still have doubt in your heart that God can take away this anger, then you need to come next week when Mario will be speaking on doubt and breaking out of doubt. So God bless, and we hope you have a good week. Amen.